Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're talking about the Pelicans trade today. Also, another big one in the NBA. Sham Sharnia from ESPN reporting. Boston, Atlanta, Brooklyn finalizing that three-team trade to send Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks. Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 selection to the Nets. And Jordan Yang and a second-rounder to the Celtics. And Charlie, I know you had an interesting statistic about those Brooklyn Nets.
So Bobby Marks puts it perfectly. I mean, we've had him on the show before. He's fantastic for ESPN and kind of crunching the numbers for salary cap and all that good stuff. Brooklyn now owns 1/6 of the picks in tomorrow night's first round. They have pick 8. They have pick 19, 22 now, which they acquired via that three-team trade that you just mentioned, Steve, 26, and 27. How about that? I think that when we're doing the show tomorrow night, we're probably going to mention Brooklyn's name a few times here. Unless they decide to package them all up and try and move up in the draft in some kind of splash trade. But I don't know. The NBA is different than the NFL, Steve, where, you know, the quality of the talent at the very top of the board is way more important than having all these picks. So their first pick being at 8, but then having 19, 22, 26, and 27, they're going to have a chance to potentially flush that roster with a lot of young talent. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what the Nets do, because 5 first-round picks this year, I got to check and see if that's a record.
One big trade we've been waiting on is the potential of moving on from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Do you think the Brooklyn Nets could be players in the market for him?
By packaging all those picks?
I mean, at least some of them.
Yeah, like maybe. I think that, you know, if you're trading Giannis, you want at least one really, really bright spot, right? One thing that you can say, okay, we're moving on from our franchise's best player, the guy that brought us to a championship just a few years ago, but hey, we have this to be really excited about. I don't think that all of those picks kind of packaged together would be really enough, in all honesty, which is kind of crazy to say. But at the same time, I think that they would be looking elsewhere if they even trade him in the first place. We'll just have to see this offseason. But Brooklyn with 5 first-round picks tomorrow night, they're going to be, like, the Pelicans have 2, so we're excited for that. But just imagine the Brooklyn folks that are going to be, you know,
hey, we're
to
on the clock again.
Yeah, look, hey, 26. Oh, 27. Yeah, we got that pick too. Oh, 22 was just like 15 minutes ago. And so Brooklyn's going to definitely be a team to watch tomorrow night.
Back with Giannis, do you think in the end he stays with the Bucks, or does he end up moving on?
With Houston trading for Kevin Durant, I think that Giannis ultimately stays. But that is just a guess. I don't know. Maybe they decide to move on. The East is weird, Steve. So maybe you could convince Giannis that, hey,
the Bucks, East seems up for grabs, man.
It looks really rough. So maybe you can convince Giannis, hey, like, we might be able to run it back with you and be competitive in the Eastern Conference. May not be a championship contender, but at least be a decent playoff team. I don't think he really gets traded, but that's not any kind of insider information. That's just kind of a guess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.